Hello, welcome to the Moonifest Destiny podcast, number 11. Moonifest Destiny is a novel. The subtitle is The Rough and Ready Balloon Invasion of the Lunar Peninsula of Texas. My name is Peter Gelman. I will be reading chapter 10 in this episode. If you are new to this podcast, I suggest you start with the first one. The Fossil. During the windy lunar night, a platoon of weary sappers from E Company, 2nd Artillery, chopped a hole at the southwest dirt wall of Fort Texas. This hole was to become shelter for the 500 defenders of the fort. Ballooned all the way to the extreme tip of the peninsula of Texas, we were now stranded and surrounded. Carving down 2 yards into the cool sand that was ever eclipsed from the whirligig sun, the sappers uncovered a layer of hard white limestone. Upon that layer, time impressed a bone claw. It was brown with age and three-fingered. Astonished, the sappers kneeled and brushed away the sand that hid the petrified carcass of a giant creature. It was winged and terrible. Hither and thither we wandered over and ran over and crowded round the rim and made a mob, a silence-stricken mob. Silent, we stared down into the lantern-lit pit. The lantern flickered, shaking the shadows. It made an ancient monster seem to move again. It was dry. Its wings had many folds. Its thick talons curled and creased its segmented joints in petrifaction of agony. Its slender ribcage was sundered and shattered. Its long and sinuous neck strung out in ragged chain of jagged bone, curving to a long-beaked skull. Too many teeth filled the dilated jaws. The empty skull sockets jumped back and forth with shadows that were oily, like black bubbles, like the eyes of a salty nightmare hauled up in half-torn nets from the black, blind, and timeless fathoms. Something terrible lay here entombed. What caused this ugly dragon to die in such evident pain? Why did its brethren skulk the clouds no more? Or did it yet fly, but only at night, and only on the savage dark side jungles of the moon? Did a shadow pass over us just now? No, it was just a cloud, a misshapen cloud, was it not? What did it hunt? What killed it? What could kill it? Looking down at it, flickery horrific, we recognized something ancient within us, instinctive and unpleasant. Lizardly, slithering still, solitary and sluggish and suddenly violent. Did this horror still circle about boldly on the dark side of our heart? Did its brood sink, consumed in God-hating crime? Some said so. What are we doing so far from home? Are not these barren cacti-encumbered craters a fit paradise of horror? Maybe they're some kind of savage god. I bet that hideous flock lived here in the time before Columbus. Did Captain Cortez, bringing his winged galleys, find this horror's last eggs and crush them under his studded cannon wheels? Was this flying thing, then, the source of those solemn, forgotten burial mounds? Those burial mounds, some small, some enormous, sculpted in symbolic bird shapes by the lost races of the new worlds. Hush, for it is idle to speculate, and war is coming to us quickly. But these glimmering, gloomings, flickering forebodings drew a dark wing over us all. A specter took his bony bodkin and stitched us all in his shivering tapestry. Our little huddle of men looked so small and helpless against the hidden horrors of this foreign moon, so far from home. A collective chill ran through us. such a hideous grave, in the heart of the fort. Oh, diggers, what have you done? Impudent hands, diggers of taboo, shovel down them bad bones, and will our riddled bodies, with limbs torn by shell and bellies spilt by bayonet, will we be buried here, here, in this pit, in this dead snatcher's bony grip? Would we rise and find salvation? It doesn't seem likely. I shuddered, seeing in this twisted trench a desiccant revelation of all annihilation. Oh, this flying horror, this war bat, its hooting grin. Oh, it will tear its scissor teeth on poor privates. Pickman, hey, you dug it up. Bury it again. What did we dig up? What if it won't be buried again? Is there mercy on the moon? Indeed not. Is hate and horror in the hollow? What secret have you unscraped? Is not the fort just another crater? Is dust and naught on top? Wait, are we warriors or milksops? Come now, bones are bones. Stick 'em in the wheelbarrow and dig on. I'm afraid. I don't want to touch them. I won't either. How humble are bones, our bones, when so far from home. And so, a moonish wind did blow, to and fro, with a hiss and a scratch, hacksawing side to side through the hollow marrow of our stick-figured fright, hissing Quetzal, scratching Quetzal. Okay, thank you for listening. In the next chapter, the automaton will attempt to explain what they found here. I think I recall about 20 years ago that fossil finds in Texas helped inspire this chapter. You're probably familiar with the pterodactyl, the famous winged dinosaur. You're probably also familiar with Darwin's Origin of the Species, first published in 1859, 7 years before the setting of this story. In addition to fossils capturing my imagination, there have been times in my travels in the United States where I've seen the old American Indian burial mounds, and I find them intriguing. The chapter makes a reference to them. Possibly some of you are not familiar with Quetzalcoatl from the last couple lines of the chapter. Wikipedia here says, Quetzalcoatl is a Mesoamerican deity whose name comes from the Nahuatl language and has the meaning of feathered serpent. The worship of a feathered serpent deity is first documented in Teotihuacan in the 1st century BC or 1st century AD. That period, I think that's enough to give you a taste of what it means. Thank you so much for listening. This novel is available for, you guessed it, 99 cents for Kindle. Thank you very much.